A new possibility in the development of a vaccine against malaria was announced on Thursday by the Cambridge-based Sanger Institute. Malaria affects over 300 million people and it annually kills 1 million people, mostly children. Researchers discovered that all known strains of the malaria-causing parasite take the same pathway into red blood cells, where it can hide from the body's immune system. Leila Bustamante is a scientific manager at the malaria program of the Sanger Institute. She spoke to Charles Collins about the discovery.
Basically, what we've identified is an interaction between a protein on the parasite, on the surface of the parasite, called RH5, and a receptor on the red blood cells called basidin, which all the strains of malaria seem to need to invade cells. And this is very important because invasion is essential for the survival of the parasite and is one of the few stages where the parasite can be attacked.
Why is malaria so tough to fight? You say there's just this a few stages where it can be attacked. Why is it such a difficult pathogen to get rid of?
Yes, the main reason is because the life cycle of the parasite is very complex and it alternates between a mosquito vector and a human host. And once it's in the human host, it rapidly enters into the red blood cells, basically hiding from the immune system of the of this host. And that makes very difficult for our body to fight against the parasite.
Now, how does this discovery help in the development of a vaccine, for example, or some other anti-malarial drug? What does this? How can you use this information to fight the parasite?
Well, yes. What we found is something completely unexpected. It was always thought that the parasite used different ways or mechanisms to enter into red blood cells. And for the first time, we identified that there's one essential pathway to enter into it. And that's the first critical thing of the discovery. And the second is that it seems to be universally used. I mean by that all parasites that we have tested until now need this specific pathway to enter into the red blood cells. If a treatment, a drug or a vaccine is developed and against this specific interaction, the hope is that the infection will be completely stopped.
How important is this? Can you tell us just a little bit about how pervasive malaria is in the world today?
Yes. Malaria is a disease that affects more than 300 million people every year and is responsible for around a million deaths, mainly in the tropical areas of the world. And also with the global warming, it is suspected that it can spread to other regions in the world. And at the moment, despite having good treatments against malaria, these people still continue dying. And moreover, there's no way to prevent malaria. So a vaccine would be ideal to not only control, but to prevent malaria in people.
And as a final question, there's been a lot of talk about the fight against malaria in the last few years. For example,
yep.
Bill Gates has been giving money. The UN World Health Organization has been talking about it. How important has this push been in the fight against the disease?
We think that it has been very important because, as you said, there's more awareness of how deadly is this disease. There's more investment in trying to control, prevent, and obviously trying to eradicate malaria. And that puts us in the news, that makes funding easier. And, it has been critical. In fact, it is now reported that the cases in malaria around the world are decreasing, and it's a combination of all those factors about funding, about more researchers doing the work, about more prevention programs, better medical health care in endemic countries. So it has been really important.